So on Daf Hey Amid Beis, we're looking at a Gemara that starts with Oso Lechi, which is approximately three lines down from the top. Oso Lechi on the third line. Oso Lechi Heichon Ma'amido. So we're talking about a case where he has a lechi, but he needs another lechi. What does that mean? The first lechi that he put up is too long. It's four amos long. And you and I would say, well, you know, in Yiddish we have a phrase, achisar in the kalis tzishen. You know, the problem is that the kal is too beautiful. I mean, why would a lechi be disqualified if it's too long? So the Gemara says that if you put up a lechi and it's too long, then under certain circumstances it looks like a supporting wall. It doesn't look like something that was added specifically for the purpose of being matir the mavui. So that sometimes you have a wall and the engineer tells you that it's not very well founded underneath the ground, and a wind or a hurricane might blow it over, so you put another wall to support that wall. And that's part of the structure of the mavui. It's not an extra lechi. So the Gemara now says that... I don't know what you mean by up. I mean, the word up here means two things.
It's above you.
Well, yes and no. It depends. There's something called a korah, and that's above you. That goes horizontal above your head. And then we're talking about a lechi that's vertical. A lechi that's vertical is like just a pole. When you enter into this alleyway, you need that pole over there. That's called a lechi. You'll see it very often in Erevin, if you look around and you're careful. So this lechi was too wide. A lechi is really just one thin pole, and he made it very long, very wide. So the Gemara says he needs to add another lechi, because this first lechi is not going to be a reminder to people that this is a mavud. Instead, that lechi looks like it was put there for engineering purposes as a supporting wall to the kosel, to the wall that exists next to it. So now the Gemara wants to know, Oso lechi heicha ma'amido. That second lechi, where does he put it up? If he adds this vertical pole connected to the lechi that already exists, is then osufei hudukamosif ale. He's basically just adding to the lechi. And that lechi, which is four amos in width, is posel. And the reason it's posel, as we said before, it doesn't look like it's been added as a lechi. It looks like it's part of the structure of the kosle amavui. Now you're going to add another lechi, but you attach it to this lechi. It looks like just an extension of the first lechi. That's called osufei hudukamosif ale. No one's going to realize that that's a lechi. So the Gemara answers, Amar Papa de mukile le'idach gisa. Right, the lechi goes from one wall, let's say on the right side, four amos towards the left. But he can put up a lechi continuous adjacent to the left wall. And that for sure looks like a lechi because it's not connected at all to that lechi. But Rav Huna Berei de Rabbi Yoshua, he wants to come up with a patent, you know, some sort of an alternative method in which he can add a lechi to the existing lechi, and yet it would still be obvious that it's not a hosafa. It's not just adding to the lechi. He says, afilu tema, even if you'll say demokile bade, he puts it attached, continuous to the lechi. But demetapele o demavatzele, he could either make it a little bit higher, so it protrudes above the height of this lechi, which is posel, or he lowers it below the height of the lechi. And then it becomes obvious to the onlooker that what he's seeing is something that was added on. It's not a part of the lechi, it's not an extension to the lechi, but rather it's a lechi unto itself. Now, the next part of this Gemara introduces a new concept, which is called Omed Merubah LaParos. But what I'd like to do is, I want to leave that for a little bit of time. We'll get to Omed Merubah LaParos in just a few minutes. I want to speak to you first about this Gemara that we read together now. And what I'm going to share with you is an explanation of Rashi. So what I want you to do is look at a Rashi that starts with the words Dalid Amos. I'm going to give you sort of like an overview of Rashi, and then we'll try to understand this Rashi. Now, the one who analyzes this Rashi is one of the Gedolim. What?
First Rashi.
Yeah.
First.
One of the giants from the previous generation. And his name was the Gaon Yaakov. So I'll read to you his question. He says that according to Rashi, this Lechi is only possible. When I'm talking about the Lechi, you remember this long Lechi that is four amos in length? The reason why it's disqualified, says Rashi, is because it wasn't erected for the purpose of a lechi. It was erected for engineering purposes, as we said before, as a supporting wall. Now the question here of the Gaon Yaakov is the following. What bothers the Gemara about the fact that adding a lechi and attaching it to this four amos lechi is a mosif ala rishon? It just adds it as an extension to the first lechi. Hare osa tosefes nasas l'shem lechi. When he adds that piece, he's adding it for the purpose of a lechi. And Rashi says that if you add a piece, you erect a lechi for the purpose, the express deliberate purpose of setting it up as a lechi, then it's a lechi. I don't care how long it is, how wide it is, it's irrelevant. Ubiofen Zeh, he says, Afilum alechi boled arba amos biatzmo yeh kosher. He says that by adding another piece, in effect, the entire lechi is kosher. Why? Because now the extension of the lechi was put up deliberately for the purpose of serving as a lechi, to be matir tiltil in the mavui, and therefore the entire entity of this lechi should now be kosher, according to Rashi. So before I see the answer to Gaon Yaakov, I just wanted to give you my answer, you know, lefi ani hasdaiti. What the Gemara is saying is a kind of a bittul halacha. We have halachas of bittul. Sometimes when you add A to B, A loses its identity to B. That's called bittul. And here, when you add a piece, and no one recognizes, again, if it's the exact same height as the other lechi, nobody recognizes it as a separate lechi, then it sort of loses its identity through this concept called a hosafa, meaning it's just an extension of the first lechi. A lechi has to be a separate entity that was clearly erected for the purpose of serving as a lechi to be matir the mavui. Well, let's see what his answer is. V'yesh lomar, he says, kevan shal lechi arisha lo hukvil shem lechi, osa tosefes einan ikeres, the betela legava. He uses that word betela. Is therefore, what it looks like is the mavi doesn't have a lechi. Ein la mavi lechi klal, because this lechi is batel, is swallowed up, so to speak, by the lechi that's four amos. The kulo kosel hu. the extra lechi is now a kosel. It's just an extension of the wall. And the wall is part of the walls of the mavui, as opposed to a lechi, which is added to the walls of a mavui. And he brings a raya from the Meiri. The Meiri says, Afsha sol l'shem lechi, batal hu l'gabe hablita, shalo nasis l'shem lechi. Even though he's putting it up for the purpose of serving as a lechi, it's batel to the blita. To the blita means the pre-existing wall, which was not put up for the purpose of lechi. Okay. Now, go ahead.
If the second lechi is different, I mean, if you say you have a piece of wood, now you have a piece of steel, there is a difference.
Ah, that's a good point. We're going to get to that later. In other words, what difference does it make whether it's higher or lower, or it's a different material? If it's obvious to the naked eye that it's been put up as a lechi, because he wouldn't extend the pre-existing lechi with a different material. So, for example, the original lechi of four amos is made of stone, right? It's a kosel. And now he puts up a beam, a vertical beam, a pole, if you want to call it, made of wood. It's obviously not an extension of the kosel. So, George, your point is well taken. And Amir Tzashem, I don't know if we'll get to it today or tomorrow, but we'll have a discussion about that. However, what I wanted to point out here is a big chiddush that he quotes here in the name of the Parat Yosef. And he says the following. L'kach al-lechi pasul, afsha so l'shem lechi, this additional piece that he adds on, which was made l'shem lechi, is pasul. Why mishumshu rachok arba amos minakosel? The Parat Yosef claims that he has a source in a Gemara later on in Erevin on Daf Yudalidam in Beis that the lechi has to be within a certain close proximity of the kosel. Meaning the kosel either on the left or on the right. I mean, that's his choice to decide which kosel he wants to choose. But if it's rachok min hakosel, then it's not a lechi. Comes along the Parat Yosef, and he says the following. What is that distance which separates a lechi from the kosel? We said that the Gemara on Daf Yudalid requires that the lechi be adjacent to the kosel. At what point do we say that the distance between that lechi and the kosel is such that the lechi is no longer related to the kosel? In other words, this lechi has to form, so to speak, another wall. You have a wall coming this way, and the lechi begins a wall going this way at a 90 degree angle. He says, at what point is that lechi so far removed from the kosel that it can no longer be seen as a fourth wall connecting to the third wall? And he says the shear is Dalet Amos. Now, since this lechi that was posel was Dalet Amos, then by definition, as soon as he puts up another lechi contiguous to this lechi, it's going to be separated from the kosel by more than four amos. And therefore, it cannot be a lechi. Well, I'm not going to buy into this. For two reasons. First of all, maybe it's within four amos of the other kosel. Right? We're only saying that it's four amos plus away from this kosel. But secondly, even if I grant you that there shouldn't be airspace of four amos between the lechi and the kosel, but in this case, there's no airspace. He put it as close as he possibly could to the kosel, and all that area is filled in by a lechi. And even if you'll tell me that lechi is pasul, but now he's adding a lechi that's kosher. And if he's adding that lechi l'shem lechi, then now it's just a lechi that is attached to the wall through this other this other entity. I don't care whether that entity is an entity of a lechi. So the Parat Yosef says the following: Koshali al pirusha. He's intellectually honest enough to ask himself the following question: Shim Kain, ma yoil kishim mosif lechi she'ova oshe kotzer me'al lechi arishon. He asks the following question. He says that the Gemara says that if you add this lechi a little bit higher, a little bit lower, we're going to see later on, he can make other changes in the lechi, then he's fine. And it's kosher. Why? You haven't solved your problem. What was the objection to this additional lechi? It was more than 4 amos away from the kosel. What do you gain by making it higher or lower? It still remains a distance of more than 4 amos away from the kosel. So it was a beautiful attempt, but aborted. And the part Yosef admits by his own question that we have to leave it behind. Now Rashi says, now we have to look at a different Rashi. Rashi Dibra Masel Dimiftatfe, which you'll see approximately, let's see, where is it? I would say it's about 15 lines down from the top of the page.
I see.
So Rashi starts with what we intuitively understood to be the Pshat in the Gemara. That the additional lechi, which he attaches according to Rav Huna to the puzzle lechi, is either higher or lower. But then Rashi gives another possibility, and he says, "Inami, o av mimenu, o dak mimenu." This, George, is very similar to what you were saying before. Rashi's not talking about a different material, but he says he makes it obvious that even if it has the same height, it's not an extension of that lechi because it's much thicker or it's much thinner. That's just as good as taller or shorter. That's what it says in Rashi. So the tour in Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchas Erevin, he completely omits the first two possibilities of Rashi, that he makes it either taller or shorter. And he only writes that he can make it either thicker or thinner. So the super commentary on the tour is the Bach. And the Bach says that we shouldn't make a machlokes between the Tur and Rashi, even though the Tur only quotes the second possibility of Rashi. He says, Afatur sover shemoil gam gavoa v'namuch me'alechi, el shekachi aderch shein osim lechi gavoa min amovi v'lo namuch mimenu. He says that Rashi's first interpretation is unusual. And that's not the way people, b'metzius, in reality, that's not the way they do it. They don't make a lechi that is larger or, I mean, higher or lower than the lechi attached to it. Maybe he means that it's aesthetically, irritates the eye. I don't know. Not sure. But he says, Ein derech, ein osim kan, lechi gavoa, velo namuch. The gam, he says furthermore, Ein ze nikar kol kach, libnei ha-mavui. He says that the people who are going out of the mavui, they don't necessarily notice this difference. Kevin she'eno gavoa, namuch menu el b'ma'at. It's only a little bit taller or shorter. However, the Torah says if he makes it thicker or thinner, then you don't have to look all the way to the top and see, well, it's a little bit different, it's higher, it's lower. No, you just look straight ahead at that wall and you notice that there's a different piece that's been added to the wall. So therefore the Torah is much more comfortable recommending the second interpretation of Rashi. The Meiri writes that Eino Mishana es Ovi Alechi Mi Ovi Akosel Elamosif Lakosel Mimin Acher. So he suggests that maybe a better recommendation would be what George was saying before, and that is that if the lechi is made of stones, then he should, the lechi that's posel, the bolet, then he should add a lechi that's made of wood, or vice versa, and then he could put up the second lechi immediately, adjacent, contiguous to the first lechi, and it's kosher, and that's a davar nikar. Everybody will see that he added a lechi for the sake of a lechi. Okay, now we go back to the Gemara. Back on Daf Hei Amid Beis. Omar Rav Huna Berei D'Rav Yeshua. So if you're looking on Daf Hei Amid Beis, you can count down approximately 10 lines. And the first word in the line is D'Rav. Lo Amaron Ela B'Mavui Shmona. The whole psul of this lechi that's too long, right, it's four amos long, is because the mavui itself, meaning the opening to the mavui, is eight amos, and therefore if this lechi is four amos, it leaves what's called parutz, the open area, right next to the left. If the lechi's on the right, on the left side, that's equal. It's four amos plus four amos. However, avol b'mavui sheva, if the opening into this mavui, the entrance into the mavui, is only seven amos, is then I don't even need the lechi. Forget about the lechi. Even without the lechi, you're allowed to carry in this mavui. Why? Nitar b'omed merubal aparutz. We can be matir the lechi based on the fact that the part of the closure of this fourth side is greater than the opening, the open airspace entering in. So let's say you have from one coastal on the left to the other coastal on the right, the opening into this mavui is seven amos wide. And now you have a lechi that is four amos wide. So you've got four amos of omed and three amos of parutz, and that's called omed merubala parutz, and that magically will permit the mavui without a lechi and without a korah. We don't have to enter into the entire discussion here about what constitutes a lechi and what constitutes a korah. Forget about all that. All we need is omed Meruba ala parutz. So take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil Bimavui. Okay, that's about the first of the wide lines in Rashi. You have it? So Rashi says that this din of Rav Huna, right, this din of Rav Huna, that arba, if you have a lechi that's four amos, nidon mishum mavui, hainu mavui arachav shmoneh. So when do we pass it? It's only if the mavui has an opening of eight amos. And how much more so if the rachav, if the width of the opening of the mavui is more than eight amos? That's for sure. Because then we don't have omed merubala parutz, it's parutz merubala omed, and efshalach shiro. So that's the way we learned the sugya based on Rashi. comes along the Rambam and he disagrees. In Perek Yud Zayin Milchas Shabbos, the Rambam writes that Rav Huna here in our sugya is referring to a Mavui, which is exactly 8 Amos wide. The entrance to the Mavui is 8 Amos. If it's wider than 8 Amos, then it's Parutz Merubala Omed, V'eino Yotze Li'olam B'Toras Lechi. Wow. The Rambam turns everything inside out. And he says that if the entrance is greater than 8 Amos, which means that he's got a situation here of Paritz Meruba, then the Lechi is called a Lechi. Because why would he have done such a thing? When you build a fourth wall, why would you leave so much opening? In other words, it's a little bit idiosyncratic, you know, to do such a thing, to leave a part of the wall to cover the fourth area when you didn't even cover most of the area. You know, I'm reminded, just a Beispiel. You know, we have a major supermarket here close to our house. We call it Shikies. It's officially called Sheeperkol. I mean, this is not an advertisement for Cheaper Call, but it's very interesting. When he hits time to close, he starts moving the door, and you'll see this all over. I'm just giving you one example, but this is common practice. You'll see he starts closing the door, and he leaves open a little bit of an entrance of a parutz, so that someone who's still in the supermarket can get out. But at the same time, it leaves a message to the person who wants to go in that it's already been closed, right? So that's an omed meruba ala parutz. In other words, if you want to close off an area, and that's the whole purpose of a heter mavui, is to try to close off the mavui and make it into a private area, so you're allowed to be metaltal in the mavui, then obviously you want to put on the fourth side a pretty serious closure, because you want to convey the message that this area is sort of off limits from the Rabbim. It's not part of the Rishus HaRabbim, it's a Rishus HaYochid, it's a private domain. Why would a person put up a fourth wall that doesn't cover most of the area? You know, if he wants to tell people to go out, you know, don't come in, you know, no entry kind of thing, then he would have made the wall in such a way that it may have left over a little bit of an opening, of an entranceway, but certainly not most of the entranceway. Says the Rambam that if it's a case of Paritz Meruba, then it's obvious to everyone that this is not a fourth wall, but rather it's a Lechi. And it was put there to service to function as a Lechi to be matir the Mavui. And therefore, says the Rambam, the din of Rav Huna is only in a case of a Mavui that is 8 Amos wide in its entrance. And if it's 8 Amos wide, then the Kosel covers half of that width. And that's called Mechza al Mechza. So in such a case of Mechza al Mechza, we don't know. I mean, you could certainly say that he made that wall as a fourth wall. Again, it would be unusual if he made it Paritz Meruba la Omed, but if it's Mechza al Mechza, then the Lechi has a questionable status, and therefore you would have to add another Lechi. That's Rav Huna. But in a case where you have, let's say, you have 7 Amos, right, 7 Amos, so then that fourth wall, which is 4 Amos, and covers the majority of the entryway, that's a din of Omed Meruba Al HaParutz. That's a separate din that you don't even need a Lechi or a Korah. And if, on the other hand, your entranceway is not less than 4 Amos, meaning the open space, but rather it's more than four amos, which we call parts merubala amud, then the lechi becomes a lechi. Very strange. The Rambam is holding that this entire psul of a lechi abolet, which means a lechi that's in the fourth side and is four amos wide, is only in a case where the entranceway into this mavui is exactly eight amos. Because mi manavshach, if it's going to be less than eight amos, then it's going to operate mi din lechi. It's going to be more than eight amos. No. Just the other way around. If it's going to be less than eight amos, then it's going to work mi din. So one second, if it's less than eight amos, and he's got four amos, then it's going to be, if it's less than eight amos, it's going to be omed merubala parts, and then I don't even need a lechi. And if on the other end, it is more than eight amos, if it's more than eight amos, then we have a situation of what? Of parutz merubala amud ala omed, and if in that case the lechi works as a lechi. Let's just go over the Rambam Shita one more time. The Rambam is saying that the only scenario in which we have to disqualify this lechi abolet of four amos is when the pesach, the entrance into the mavui, is exactly eight amos. If it's going to be less or more than eight amos, then you're allowed to be metaltel in this mavui mimanafshach on the two different categories. If, let's say, it's more than eight amos, let's take the easier case. If it's less than eight amos, then we have this new halacha called omed merubal aparts, which means that we view this wall, since it closes most of the entrance, as if it was a wall that covers the entire entrance. And then for sure, I don't even need a korah or a lechi to be matir this mavu, because I have a mavu that's closed on all four sides. That's in the case where the opening, the entranceway into the mavui, is less than eight amos. Now let's take the case where the opening, the entrance into the mavui, is more than eight amos. Says the Rambam, if the opening into this mavui is more than eight amos, is then this lechi of four amos serves as a lechi. So I'll give you an extreme example. Let's say the opening is 10 amos. Then he built a wall that's only four amos. He left six amos open. Why would he do such a thing? If he wants to close off the fourth side, then at least he should cover over half of it. But if he covers only a minority of it, why did he do such a thing? And the answer is, he did it as a lechi. And now it serves as a lechi. Beautiful. The only case that we have a problem is going to be exactly eight amos, because then the kosel is four amos, correct? And he has a parutz that's four amos, that's called mechzal mechza, and if it's mechzal mechza, it cannot serve as a lechi. And why can't it serve as a lechi? Because it is, how should I say, a popular or a logical possibility that he would close half of the entranceway, and therefore it looks like a kosel. And if it looks like a kosel, it doesn't have the din of a lechi. But if it's less than 8 amos, or more than 8 amos, then mimanafshach. If it's more than 8 amos, then we're going to assume that it's a lechi, because otherwise, why would he cover less than half of the entranceway? And if it's less than 8 amos, then we're going to give it the din of omed meruba ala parutz. And if it's omed meruba ala parutz, then we don't even need a lechi or a korah. That's the Rambam Shita. Very different than Rashi.
But isn't the distance of 8 amot quite a big distance, and therefore the person who's going in will not recognize the
lechi? What?
You won't recognize, you won't see from one distance, one side to the other side, that there's an amud. 8 amud is quite a distance, it's 10 foot.
So wait a second, we're talking about the Rambam now. Just that we should be on the same page. So we're talking about the Shitas of Rambam.
So even if it's 10, 10 amos.
The entrance is 10 amos. Correct.
So now there's 6 amos. Now 6 amos. If you go to the extreme, you will not see the lechi on the left hand side, or you will not recognize the lechi on the left hand side.
Well, wait a second, George. Keep in mind, a lechi has no minimum thickness, meaning you could have a mavui. But I'm saying, you forget about this sugya. Let's say in general, I have a mavui which is 10 amos in width. All I have to do to be matir tiltul in that mavui is put up a lechi that doesn't even have a shear. It's a kol shoe. So you might ask me, well, nobody's going to see it. I mean, you have this wide area, and no one will see it. But the answer is, what's that lechi doing there? So apparently we believe that it's a flag, and it conveys a message that this is a mavui. Well, if it's longer, then adarav, it's even more of a flag. Unless you view it as a fourth kosel, says the Rambam, you could only view it as a fourth kosel if it covers most of the entry. But if you have an entry of 10 amos and this lechi is 4 amos, no one in their right mind would build a lechi as a fourth wall that leaves you with all this parutz. The parutz is rov. And therefore becomes a lechi, and it serves as a lechi. I'm going to try a thing. Now, this might backfire and we might get shut off, and then that's what's going to be. But I'm going to try to do something, and let's see if it works. I think it works. We didn't get shut down, am I right? Okay, so I don't hear that noise anymore. It actually worked. I tried this once before and it didn't work. Okay. Now, where is the basis for this halacha of omed merubal aparts? So the Gemara is going to derive it from chatzer with a kal v'chomer. So let's take a look at the Gemara one more time, because we didn't read this part of the Gemara yet. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Mechotzer Uma chotzer She'eno niteres b'lechi v'kora Niteres bi omed hamerubal aparutz mavui shu nitar belechi vekora eno din she nitar be omed merubal aparutz. So since omed merubal aparutz operates to be matir tiltul in a chotzer, and the Torah is more machmir, the halach is more machmir in the case of a chotzer, then how much more so should omed merubal aparutz be operative and effective in the case of a mavui? So we have a chamur and a kal. We have the chatzer, which is chamur, and the mavui, which is kal. And yet, in the case of chatzer, despite the chumra, we still permit carrying in a chatzer based on the principle of omed meruba al ha-parutz. How much more so should omed meruba al ha-parutz be matir in the case of a mavui? So the Gemara is clear that without this kal v'chomer from chatzer, we would have thought that in the ruach revius, in other words, to close off the mavui on the fourth side, it's not enough that you have omed meruba al aparutz. Logically, We wouldn't have come to that conclusion. We need a source and a basis, and that's going to be the kal v'chomer from chatzer. So once again, I want to quote to you the Gaon Yaakov that we mentioned earlier. And he asks the following kasha. He says, Im ein ha-movi nitar bi omed meruba, if according to the Habamina before chatzer, and that kal v'chomer, we would have said that omed meruba is not enough to be matir a mavui. Eich yitachen, how is it possible? Shekshetia pirtza b'mavui. Af b'sharu chosav. V'lorak b'ruach revius. Yehei amavui kosher. He says that the halach of omeid merubah laparutz is built in to the very fabric of heter mavui. Because we have a halacha called pirtza b'kosel amavui. Not all the walls of a mavui are always standing complete from one side to the other. They have pirtzos. There's some bulldozer, an animal, whatever it might be, breaks into the kosel amavui, and it creates a pirtza. And it creates an opening. So there's airspace that separates one part of the coastal from the next, from the Hemshech HaKosel. And we have a principle of Omeid Merubah LaParutz, that if you have a pirtz in a coastal, you have to ask yourself which is more. What's left? Is it the coastal is more than the pirtz, or the pirtz is greater than the coastal? Which is Rov and which is Mir? So we are definitely operating with the principle of Omeid Merubah LaParutz. Otherwise, we can never be matir mavui in the case of pirtzas mavui. So, if we're operating with this din of rov of rov omeid ala parutz with regard to the pirtz in a mavui in a kosel of a mavui, then why not apply it in this case of a fourth wall, which is serving as a replacement for a lechi? We don't need a lechi because we have a fourth wall. And why isn't the airspace between the end of the wall and the kosel on its left, why shouldn't that be like any pirtz in a kosel? Whenever there's a pirtz in the kosel, we ask ourselves, well, which is greater, the pirtz or the omeid? And if the omeid is greater, then we don't pay any attention, we ignore the pirtz. So here too, we should be ignoring the pirtz. Why do we need the kal v'chomer from chotzer? The Yishlomer, and he answers, HaGemara, Aysa Yechol Lefayish, Pirtza B'mavui K'sheira, Kak B'Ofen Shayu, Gifufin, which are called Blitas HaKosel, Mishnei Tzidei HaPirtza, B'Ofen Zeh, Poshut, L'Gemara, Shem Moel, Omeid, Meruba, Kem Shenira, Kem Pesach. Shigam B'Ofen Shiesh Kosel, Rak Tzad Echad, Sheinanires, Kem Pesach, He says the following. There's a fundamental difference between breakages or breaches in the kosel and our case where he's trying to get a fourth wall. In the case of breaches in the kosel, what we have is blitos me'akosel, which is called in the Gemara's language gifufim. Gifufim means that, let's say you had a wall, and now you break down, you breach the wall in the middle. What's left are, in other words, it's not like you took an instrument would cut down a wall in the middle. I don't know what the name of that instrument is, right? So theoretically, if you had a very massive piece of machinery, caterpillar, you could cut a wall perfectly up and down. Like, for example, if you want to cut in your beged and you took a knife, so maybe you could cut it perfectly. But if you rip something, it always has pieces that fly out in each direction. And that indicates that there was a breakage over here. So when a kosel is broken, imagine a bull, a Spanish bull after a bullfight, rams into the kosel, there are always going to be blitot that extend outside the kosel. And that allows you to imagine this whole kosel in its original form as if it was connected without the breach. And if the connection is omeid merubah laparutz, then we could see this pirtza as if it doesn't exist, but that's only because of the gifufim. In our case, he puts up a wall on the fourth side, there are no gifufim. It's pure airspace. How do you know that omeid merubah laparutz will be able to get you a fourth kosel when you only have half or a little bit more than half of the opening covered and closed by this we call lechi abole. And for that I need a kal v'chomer from chotzer. So Mirtz Hashem, b'li neder in the Shia tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit more about Omed Merubal Aparutz and how it works. And if anybody wants to, you know, there's a